Order. Order. The House will come to order straight away. Order.
I wish I could live in a world that could just ignore what's happening in the rest of the world, as David Shearer wants to, but that's not the real world, Mr. Speaker.
Some uncertainty about where we are in the real world, if in fact the real world exists, although the Prime Minister was certain about one thing.
New Zealand is not an island on its own.
Mr. Key was responding to questions from opposition leader David Shearer, critical of the government's economic management.
The member just made an interesting comment. Is the government going to blame the global financial crisis? Well, I hate to tell the member, but New Zealand is not an island on its own. Actually, the rest of the world has been badly affected by the global financial crisis.
Rather than just attribute our economic woes to the global financial crisis, or GFC, Mr. Key also blamed the previous Labor government when answering this question from its new leader.
When will he admit that his government's cuts to services, a zero budget, and an economic plan based on pokies, mining, and low wages to attract foreign companies is in fact a sign of economic failure?
Right. The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr. Speaker, if you grow in 10 of the last 11 quarters at a time where the rest of the world is doing incredibly poorly, I don't describe that as economic failure. Mr. Speaker, these are very difficult times for New Zealanders, and this government, let's be honest, inherited an enormous mess from the previous Labor government that just left us with programs that were spiralling out of control, and thank goodness we've had the economic leadership of Bill English to guide us through these very troubled times.
The Prime Minister later earned a rap over the knuckles from the Speaker for his response to a question from Labor's shadow Leader of the House, Trevor Mallard, who wanted to know why Mr. Key had relied on his Chief of Staff to talk to John Banks about donations to Mr. Banks' mayoralty campaign in 2010.
Does he stand by his statement? The appointment of a minister has to be done on the basis that I can look that person in the eye and have confidence that I can rely on their word. And if so, why didn't he apply that test to John Banks?
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr. Speaker, yes, and that's why I'd never have that member in my cabinet.
To which Trevor Mallard responded,
Mr. Speaker, I would never want to get close
enough
to
order,
him in the
order.
Eye.
Order. Now, order. No, order. I'm on my feet and all comments will cease. No order.
The Speaker said he'd been reluctant to intervene.
But the Prime Minister shouldn't have given that last part of that answer, and certainly Honourable Trevor Mallard shouldn't have responded under a point of order the way he did. But let's call the score 1-1 at this stage and move on.
And with the score in the ongoing match between National and Labour all square, we'll also be moving on to opposition questions from Mr. Key about his government's plan to offer free long-term contraception for beneficiaries and their daughters. Among them was this one from Labour's social development spokeswoman, Jacinda Ardern.
Is he considering improving access to contraception for all low-income women, or just those on benefits? If so, why?
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr. Speaker, no, at this point we're not considering widening that out because we already subsidise a number of contraceptive options for a wide range of people, including fully subsidising the emergency pill.
There were also questions from the Greens co-leader, Materia Toure.
Does the Prime Minister believe that men and their sons should also be, quote, assisted to decide whether they want to have children, end quote, and given funding for contraception by their WINS case managers? Or does he believe that sexual reproduction is solely a woman's responsibility?
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr. Speaker, far from it. I think New Zealand parents have an absolute responsibility to speak to their sons and daughters and, where possible, give them the best advice that they possibly can. But I think we're talking about a group of young women who are particularly vulnerable, and the stats show us that a great many of them do fall pregnant and actually go on to the DPB.
A rising level of interjections during Mr. Key's answers eventually prompted the intervention of the Speaker.
Materia Toure is asking the questions, and I'm finding it hard to hear the answers because of interjections from the Labor Party. And I think it's only reasonable that Materia Toure should be able to hear the answers more clearly.
Question time was followed by debate on government bills, with local, private and members' bills having their turn in the Chamber on Wednesday. I'm Tom Fruin, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.